At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The T-Biz Podcast delivers T-News that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
The T-Biz Podcast and blog connect you directly to experts in the tea lands. Listen as their voices reveal the news, innovations, cultural insights, and consumer trends that most impact the industry. Paired with Tea Journey, a digital magazine for tea enthusiasts, the T-Biz portal is a global resource for everyone who loves tea. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. Sri Lanka pledges adherence to tea sustainability. An outcry tea auction raises 46 million rupees for charity. A billionaire investor increases his stake in Williamson Tea. Plus, Sri Lanka's agro-business transformation. Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe described several policy and strategic changes for the tea industry in remarks during the opening session of the Colombo International Tea Convention on July 25th. He said plantations inherited from the colonial age should transition to agro-businesses, integrating land use and factory production in a sustainable sector that employs millions to produce clean, sustainable tea and achieve zero emission targets. The government will manage plantation housing and redistribute these properties among workers. He called on the industry to develop a clear strategy to attract younger generations to enjoy tea. Listen to the president's remarks later in this podcast. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What makes a perfect cup of Ceylon tea? The perfect cup is from the tea businesses that ensure the protection of all the children living within their tea estates. We salute Keilani Valley, Telawakili, Bogawanthalawa, Harana, and Eliptia Tea Estates. Support Save the Children, Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka's agriculture and plantation industries minister Mahinda Amarwira, addressing an audience of 750 tea professionals during the opening remarks at the Colombo International Tea Convention, announced that by the end of 2024, quote, "We will establish a globally accepted national sustainability standard for Ceylon tea. This is a significant milestone for the Sri Lankan tea sector and a testament to our commitment to addressing the challenges of climate change and assuring the development and well-being of plantation workers and smallholder farmers. This new standard will guide the development and implementation of a regenerative agricultural model promoting low-carbon tea production. This multifaceted approach involves a life cycle analysis to ensure our tea production processes are environmentally sustainable and economically valuable," he said. Quote, "Our objectives can only be achieved by adapting environmentally and socially sustainable, ethical, innovative, and commercially oriented agricultural practices," he said. Sri Lankan Tea Board Chair Niraj Dimel explained that the convention theme, Tea, a Lifestyle and a Livelihood, resonates deeply with our ongoing commitment to uplifting the livelihood of communities in the growing regions. Quote, "It is vital to recognize the dual role tea plays, not only as a cherished beverage, but also as a foundation of livelihood and a vibrant lifestyle. This convention allows us to share the progress we have made and the lessons learned from our journey to transform Ceylon tea to cater to the needs of the future." Quote, to ensure that tea remains a sustainable source of income for all those involved in its production, we must focus on enhancing the livelihoods of our key producers and workers. The well-being of our workforce is linked to the quality and success of the tea industry. It is essential that we prioritize the welfare of our tea workers. This entails improving working conditions, offering fair wages, and ensuring access to essential services such as health care and education. Empowering our workforce through training and development programs is crucial. Equipping workers with skills and knowledge enables them to contribute more effectively to the industry. We have to go beyond the fields and factories. Tea must be integrated into our lives and promoted as a product that connects people and brings joy. Business Insight. Attendees at the three-day event were attentive during 8 well-researched and comprehensive sessions featuring 50 speakers. They were vibrant during social activities beyond the welcome cocktails, including a formal gala with music, dancers, and drums, and a concluding party on the beach. It has been 7 years since the tea community last gathered in Sri Lanka. A reenactment of the century-old Ceylon outcry auction generated 46 million rupees for charity to benefit tea workers. The auction enriched the Colombo Tea Traders Charity Trust account by $155,000. Colombo Tea Traders Association Chairman Sanjaya Harath said, quote, "This fund uplifts the educational standards of the children in the plantations. We want to develop 130 smart classrooms and offer the children education in the English language," end quote. The auction featured 39 lots drawn from Sri Lanka's 7 tea-producing regions, showcased an ornate wooden chest known as tea caskets. The artisan and traditional orthodox varieties generated excitement as the auctioneer encouraged the ever-increasing bids. Sri Lanka's first outcry auction was in July 1883, when 5 lots totaling £999 were sold. 8 catalogs of teas for this year's auction were on offer. Brokers included Asia Siaka Commodities, Ceylon Tea Brokers, Forbes and Walker, Lanka Commodity Brokers, Eastern Brokers, Bartlett Produce Marketing, Mercantile Produce Brokers, and John Keel's. Teas from respective regions were ranked for their distinctive characteristics, adherence to high standards, and industry norms and factories processing the tea, suitability for export to the international market, and the ability to produce commercial quantities to meet demand. The auction was conducted in Jasmine Hall at the BMICH Center. Tea Biz correspondent Shamori in Kenya reports Williamson Tea shareholders will earn less in 2024 despite the company's increase in turnover. The modest downturn did not discourage billionaire Kenyan investor Bellobi Mattel, now Williamson Tea's second biggest shareholder, from increasing his stake in the company by 92,200 shares, valued at 23 million shillings as of the year ending 31 March 2024. Tea volume increased by 3% from 16 million to 17 million kilos sold in the year ending March 31st, according to a 27 June report by the company's secretary, Gilbert Masaki. Overall production increased 25% to 18.9 million kilos of tea through March 2024, compared to 15.1 million kilos the previous year. Williamson's 4 farms, located west of the Rift Valley in Kenya, reported average tea prices of made tea declined from 257 shillings per kilo last year to 256 shillings this year. That's about $1.97 per kilo. Profits from continuing operations dipped from $564 million in 2023 to $527 million this year. Williamson Tea directors have proposed a final dividend of 15 shillings per share this year, increasing the total to 25 share, amounting to about 437.8 million shillings. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pots or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack steeps simply and conveniently.
Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe described several policy and strategic changes for the tea industry in remarks during the opening session of the Colombo International Tea Convention on July 25th. He said plantations inherited from the colonial age should transition to agro-businesses, integrating land use and factory production in a sustainable sector that employs millions to produce clean, sustainable tea and achieve zero-emission targets. The government will manage plantation housing and redistribute these properties among workers. He called on the industry to develop a clear strategy to attract younger generations to enjoy tea. Here are his remarks.
Distinguished guests and friends, that the tea industry has in achieving this transformation. Our transformation from a feudal economy to a modern economy in the 19th and the 20th century was driven by our plantation industry, by tea. Lot of modernization methods may not have come into being if there was no tea industry. And certainly, Halle would not have been a tourist attraction without the tea industry coming into being. So therefore, now you are at the next stage. And let's be realistic. We are a country which broke up our capital formation, which came out of land, plantations for about 30, 40 years. Now we are trying to recapture that and to bring plantations up to play her role in the future. So let me first tell you the first thing. I don't think we need plantations. We need a thriving agro-business, both of smallholders and large management companies who will look at the highest earnings possible. So that is the beginning. So you have to start reforming from inside. And of that, two measures I must mention. One, the need to resolve the issue of remunerations. We have to remember that those who worked in the plantations are some of the people who have had the worst sense of the bankruptcy in the country. Secondly, to ensure that we come into agro-business, we will now extract all the light room areas and the surrounding areas and take it back to the government and regather them as villages so that the light room concept will disappear as people start building. But then that's the part of the world we live in. No one lives next to a factory. They come from anyone. If you go to the coconut estates, we don't have anyone living in the land that belongs to us. For that, especially because the multi-dimensional poverty indicators in newer areas are very high. Higher than some of the northern areas which were affected by war. So these are some of the issues we have to resolve. Thirdly, there is the question of the debt that have been incurred by some of the enterprises, especially the small enterprises during this period, and how do we resolve it? Fourthly, matter which concerns us and others, the access to the Russian market. Actually, sanctions have not in any way put back Russia. They have somehow or other come into Asia. The problem is for those of us who have to trade with Russia. And we may be those we require new look, and but we'd have to wait the outcome of the US presidential election. Till then, you have to use your means of how you get your tea across to Russia, which I should not know. That's the only. But there is now, what is the model of our enterprises? We have the smallholders, and how do the plantation industry become agribusiness? And are we going to say only to tea? Or are we going to allow smart agriculture in your area? Give you a myth. Do something forestry. And in time to come, there will be land that will be opened up in other parts of the country for agribusinesses to grow. So there are opportunities of reply. I have no issue on that. Some of our companies have gone abroad and they have also established themselves elsewhere. That's not a problem with the government. As long as we are the biggest player in the game, subject to that, we can go ahead. Because Sri Lanka must have a dominating position in the market. But having said that, what is the future of tea? Are people going to drink tea the way we drink tea? What are the millennials, Gen Zs and all going to do? Now that's the opportunity. And that future is not in Sri Lanka. Except for the promotion and the R&D you're doing. You have to carry your battle straight into these areas. Into Europe. Into America. Are they going to drink iced tea? Are they going to have a tea drink? We do not know. That. And to help that, Sri Lanka is now, we bring the climate change legislation and the new environment laws, which should enable us to hit net zero even before the target date. So that is the help that we can do there. But what people are going to drink is something you all have to decide. Or will you be eating something with tea? We don't know. We just can't say what to do. And that is where the battle is. Already some of the countries like Thailand and on are now experimenting. So we have to now look at the TRI. What have they done? What should they do for the future? And make it a joint partnership between government, which will provide funding, and the private sector. So I think in a way, we have to look at now, not the tea board or the tea smallholder. They are all there. They have to be restructured. But the tea research institute and how are you going to make it? So those are my thoughts on the industry. All are the ones who are in the game. It's for us to look at the future, brother. Many of the problems we have mentioned, they are capable of being settled by us. But we have a future out there. And how are we going to keep those markets and expand it? So I wish you all the best in your deliberation. Thank you.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of T-Biz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the T-Biz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.